Do you ever think that you're just like a big sack of fluid?
What do you mean? What do you mean? What are you talking about?
I mean, like, you know, you get your bones, right? You have your structural bits.
Yeah.
Structural bits. But other than that, you're just really sort of this big bag of fluid. You're like, you know, if you don't move around, you get stagnant. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, you're mainly water and stuff. So
let me...
You're like...
So let me get this straight.
Yeah.
You just called me a big, giant bag of stagnant water.
I wasn't calling you a big bag of stagnant water. I was just saying in general, we're fluid.
You've tuned into Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better
than forgetting the locker combination.
It's better
than denying Christ's salvation.
It's better
than owning up to Bubba as your relation.
It's better
than losing the remote.
Two Blind Squirrels in the morning. Blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's alright.
Brian Bridges is a genius.
Yes, he is.
I love me some Brian Bridges.
Just want love on him.
I just do. I want to give him a big old hug. I hope he comes to the squirrel-a-thon next summer.
Yeah, that'd be cool, man.
Blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
You know what? I have.
What? What do you have?
I have two kids and a wife? I have a whole box.
Toyota and
a... I have a whole box of stuff that we didn't sell out of the eBay store.
A whole box of stuff you didn't... Well, we should have contests and give it away.
I think we should. Well, now some of it's like odd sizes, right? I have some extra large stuff, but and I got some extra small stuff. So yeah, I think we should because that stuff's just sitting there, just sitting there
on the Group W bench.
Yeah, ready to be put in the game.
Okay.
So anyway, okay.
Sure. I'm game.
We'll work that out. I'll do. We're pulling all the Christmas stuff out this weekend, so I'll pull that out as well and inventory it, make a little list.
That'll work.
Check it twice.
That'll work. Checking it twice.
Find out who's going to get some stuff.
Some naughty and some nice.
Yeah.
Well, we got. I'd like to thank everybody for their cooperation. First of all,
what cooperation? Who cooperation? Who's been cooperating again? And give me names.
Not a bad thing, dude. Calm down. Calm down. Well, I complained that.
What are you complaining about?
I complained that we were not getting. I didn't have time to handle all the voicemails that were coming in.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So everybody stopped sending them in.
I noticed that.
I don't know. It was very smart on my part, but I enjoyed getting them. So anyway, I'm able to. So I'm catching up. Yeah. So this is good.
People say we're not gonna call in. You don't play them.
Hey guys, John Wilkerson here, the Jesus Geek. I just wanted to call and comment on the gay Latino disco episode. When you talk about such subjects, it would be nice. Little disclaimer right in front.
Didn't we do this one, some of us?
Did we do that?
I thought we did that one already.
Yeah, I think we did that already.
But that's.
Hey, Two Blind Squirrels. This is Dan from North Idaho again.
Hey, it's Dan from North Idaho again.
Two Blind Squirrels recording the other day. That was good. Anyways, I just heard October 31st show, and just heard the Trapper's new riddle. First of all, I'd like to say.
We did this one too.
The Trapper Band.
I don't think so.
Yeah, we did this one too.
I don't think so.
Yeah, we did.
We did?
Yeah, we did this one too.
I can good to hear that you're well again. Anywho, I believe his riddle, the few questions he had was, first of all, what was the the son, youngest son of Jesse.
Oh, yeah, we did do this one.
Sorry.
Oh, well, it's always good to hear from Dan.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, I'm not saying
sure.
that.
Sure, I mean,
I'm
what's just, wrong with Dan? Just, you know, Dan's just, a good guy. I'm
trying to give everybody equal time and, you know, and all that.
I'm just trying to clear out my inbox.
I know.
I should have deleted. Okay.
But don't delete them because I got to post them.
Post them?
Huh? What?
What do you mean post them?
Wasn't I going to post them?
Well, if not, we've already played them.
Oh, okay.
I'm just archiving them. I'm not deleting them.
Oh, okay. Just,
you know, as I go through.
As you were. Carry
as on. I go through. As I move my way into. What is that keeps beeping
that's,
on your computer?
That's me. I'm sorry. Beeping. Oh,
Brad Big Daddy with the microphone, not alone, kicking it live with homeboy Chaz. Got the pizzazz, two blind squirrels and a girl's podcast, and long lasting. Check out the Brain on Brad. Techno cracker from a Lone Star State, love from above, spiritual skate mate. Brad Mick Daddy with the microphone, bring it all home in the howl.
Brad Mick Daddy. Brad Mick Daddy. Brad Mick Daddy.
You know, like I know that's like Brian Bridges, you know, singing and but to me it's like three really pretty black girls in short dresses on stage, you know, singing my name over and over again.
Doing the backup thing.
Yeah, yeah. And doing a little, you know, doing that little backup singer dance.
Yeah.
While
they're
singing, you know. That's cool.
Yeah.
In my head.
That's in my head. In your head.
Because it's probably really Brian Bridges in a short miniskirt doing that. You know. Which is not as attractive or as fun.
Hey.
Okay, well. I'm just trying to keep it real.
keeping it real.
Okay.
Enough of that.
Sometimes I play that. Sometimes I've got it on my phone and sometimes I just.
He plays it in the car. People.
Yeah, I do. So just put it on repeat. It can really lift your day.
Yeah, if you're if your name is Brad McFadden, sure, yeah.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
I can't help that. Okay.
I get the hairs of squirrels.
Which also can lift your spirits.
Yes, it can.
If you're not just jazz.
Yeah. I love that song. It's my favorite song. When it's used properly.
Welcome to the Two Blind Pearls podcast.
I always use it.
That's
properly.
That's one from the classic.
That's a classic.
Yeah.
That's a classic.
All right.
Don't discount the possibility.
Now we heard this on the radio the other day, right? Don't discount the possibility.
Yeah, a guy on the radio said, a famous guy on the radio, known nationwide, said, "Don't discount the possibility." That and then he said something.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Forgot what he said after that.
But the thing that stuck out was don't discount the possibility because it's sort of a double negative. Don't discount the possibility. And does it really mean anything? Is my question.
Is it like saying we guarantee that you'll find the best price, but they don't tell you how they guarantee it.
Yeah.
Right? Is that
right.
Like that?
Yeah.
You know, the lowest price guaranteed. What?
What do you mean? What does that mean? If I find a price somewhere else that's lower than yours, what, you know?
How do I back that up?
Yeah. You know, it's like, how do you back it up what you say? Yeah. Well, anyway, in this case, it's like.
And I used to get caught up in that with the world famous or the world's best. Really? The world's best?
Have you tested them all?
and who's voted
authority
on this?
Who's authority? Well, Two Blind Squirrels is the world's best podcast.
Yeah, see, there you go.
I could care less. And see, that's a perversion of something that actually does make sense, which is I couldn't care less.
Yeah.
But nobody says I couldn't care less anymore. They all say I could care less, which means nothing.
I could care less. I could.
Yes.
Care less. I could care. Less.
But you mean the exact opposite. I couldn't care less.
I couldn't not care less.
Now that makes sense. or irregardless.
Now, irregardless, we've been over that one before.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
You don't like that one.
I don't like that one. Regardless, yeah. I will do it regardless of what you say.
Yeah.
But irregardless of what you say has no meaning.
Is it even a word?
No, not even a word. It's just slang.
Slanging it.
And then takes the cake. Oh, that takes the cake.
You think that's a...
Oh, that just takes the cake.
Marie Antoinette spinoff?
I have no idea where that saying came from, and it doesn't matter where the saying came from. The point is that the saying has no meaning anymore. So let's stop saying things that don't mean anything. Like don't discount the possibility that this might mean something.
Irregardless is a term that has caused controversy since it first appeared in the early 20th century. It is generally listed in dictionaries as non-standard.
Non-standard.
The origin of
metric. Do you want to use metric words?
The origin of irregardless is not known for certain, but the consensus among references is it is a blend of irrespective and regardless.
There you go.
Both of which are commonly accepted standard English words.
It evolved out of just random
smashing
mutations.
Smashing atoms.
Through endless possible outcomes. Well, I'm glad you looked that up for me.
Yes. Well,
so that's all I got about that. If you have a saying that drives you bananas that has no meaning whatsoever anymore, then you need to send that to me.
Bananas. All right. So. Get off the script.
Get off the script.
What is get off the script?
That's when you call the help desk and you have to go through the script. And all you're trying to do as a user is get the guy at the other end to get off the script. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, right. you're calling the help desk. The help desk, it drives me crazy that I have to type in my social security number or my employee ID number and my zip code. And a number I can be reached at. Don't they have caller ID? Hey, this is the phone company.
Your employee ID and your zip code are the same.
Oh, they just have the same rhythm.
Oh.
And you have to type all this in,
yeah.
Right? And then the first thing they ask you when they get on the line are the exact same questions you had to type in.
Yeah, I don't understand that either. For better service, enter your account number now. You know what that is?
What?
They're giving you something to do while you're waiting to be in the queue.
Yeah.
You're committed.
Oh,
you're,
yeah.
They're committed to the process.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're bought into it.
Sure. It's just a Highlights magazine.
You're invested.
That's all it is. It's a Highlights magazine.
Occupying you in the waiting room.
Sure.
Yeah.
And and you know what else? The new ones drive me crazy because you feel like an idiot. When you call the help desk and you have to go, Brad McFadden.
That's not your real number, is it?
No.
What is that?
Yeah, it is. But it across the show. That's my real number.
Did you really?
Yeah, I just gave out my social security number. What
a dork.
Idiot.
That's pretty funny that you gave out your social security number.
You said to stop the show and go back and edit the whole thing. Oh, such an idiot. But that's the point, is these machines get you to thinking, and you're on autopilot, and the machine, there's a little recording on the other end going, please say your social security number now.
Yeah.
And so you're on autopilot, and you're obeying a machine, and you feel like an idiot.
Yeah.
Now, bark like a dog, you know, it's like, And then you have to say stuff like, continue, one, you know. But anyway, so you finally get a hold of a person, and you have to repeat. And the first thing he does is ask you the same question you just answered on the stupid phone in the first place.
Yeah.
What's your ID number? How can I reach you? Is this on the phone? I don't know. Okay, I just. What was the point of me having to type this stuff in? Okay, so you get past the first initial couple of questions, and he's already into the script. So you're already into the script.
Oh yeah.
And he starts. Okay, have you? You know, are you a Verizon, you know, or you're, you know, and blah, 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 and just TXU, you know, whatever. He's asking you all these questions. What company you're with, what state you're from, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. But then you get into the, have you rebooted your machine or, you know, have whatever the situation is that you're going through on the script.
Yeah. He's walking you through step by step by step.
Okay, now I want you to, and then you think you're actually getting somewhere. And he says, okay, now I want you to go into this settings and tell me what it says. It's like blah, 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 blah. Okay. And you need to change and make sure that this check mark is off. Yeah, that check mark is off. And then go into here and make, and you're like, oh my goodness, you know, and yeah. I've already done all this. I know what I'm, I know that, you know, the thing's supposed to be that way and the thing's supposed to be this way.
Right.
And you're just looking for an opportunity to, you don't want to insult the guy because you need his help.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
But you just want to, you're just trying everything you can to let him know, you know, let's get off script here and let me tell you what's going on.
Yeah. 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 Let's work it out, man.
And then you finally get to that point where it's okay. None of the your script's not going to work here. Let me tell you what's happened. I've tried to sign on this way. I've tried to sign on that way, and I tried to reset it this way, like you're supposed to. And it's saying it's not valid, but it is valid because that's my number. Mm-hmm. I typed it in 3 times to make sure it's right, but it says it's not valid. So you need to reset my thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll open a ticket. You're just like you.
Well, I've actually been on the other side of the help desk thing. I've done support.
Okay.
Okay. So,
tell me where I'm going wrong here.
Well, I understand. I understand why they go through the step by step. Okay, because
to filter out the idiots who unplugged the machine by accident.
Well, you're gonna find people who you're gonna find people who thought they did what they're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And then you've got to eliminate the really simple sort of stuff like, is it plugged into the wall? Oh no. Okay. Good. You know, because you can
Try that.
You can shortcut a call pretty quick by going through the basics. But yeah, there's a certain point where you have to listen to what the person's saying. Mm-hmm. You know. Now you said that you had this problem. You know, you just started having this problem, but you also said that you made these changes. So what were those changes?
Yeah.
You know, so there's a little bit of you got to be able to listen to the call. And yeah, it drives me crazy. What's really bad is you get chat. They have chat help.
Yes. Now. Well, I don't mind the chat help.
Which is good because you get it, you can actually get better sometimes you can get better response times, right?
Yeah,
because
and I don't have to sit there on the phone the whole time.
Yeah. But the problem is you get it's kind of a crapshoot. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
And sometimes having being on the phone with somebody though is they have a voice and they have a sort of a sense of an immediacy.
Oh yeah.
You know, and you're still on the line. So mm-hmm. when they come back, they don't want to leave you on the line too long because when they come back, you're going to be irritated.
Right.
But on chat,
they'll leave you on there forever.
You're just a blinking cursor.
You know. I got 6 more chats going at the same time. That's what they do that for.
Right.
So they can have one person on 6 calls at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So it's 30 minutes between chats.
Yeah, between, yeah.
This isn't a chat. This is just a really silly email at this point.
Yeah, and just so everybody knows, if a chat goes longer than 20 minutes,
it'll drop you.
It'll drop you. So you gotta periodically say,
Are you still there?
How's it going? Any status? Any updates? You got to say something mm-hmm. every 5-10 minutes, because otherwise you'll be 19 minutes into a conversation.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gone. Yeah.
And they design it that way. They design in wait times. You'll never call up and not get a wait time. You know why? Because they want you to wait. Because half of you will go away if you have to wait. They only want the people who seriously need help. It would have been nice to have some help, but you know what? Oh, I'll just deal with it.
That's funny. No, I don't know. Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know.
What's up with the stupid laughing cow cheese?
What?
Have you seen this thing?
Laughing
cow cheese.
No. No.
It's ridiculous.
I've never heard of that. I've heard Purple Cow, the Purple Cow in Dallas. It's a Purple Cow. You can go and get hamburger.
You know, a Purple Cow is ice cream and grape juice. That's what it is.
What?
It's ice cream with grape juice in it. It's like a float. That's a Purple Cow.
I've never had one of those.
That's what a Purple Cow is. The restaurant's named after the ice cream treat.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Now you know.
Okay. But what's a laughing cow?
Dude, I'm sick of the laughing cow.
I don't know what you just said. What did you say?
What's up with this stupid laughing cow?
I don't know what it is.
It's cheese. You never heard of laughing cow cheese?
No.
Oh, it's the biggest, newest thing, man. It's like the newest thing.
Is it a spread?
Yeah, it's like a, cheese spread type of little. They come in little triangles, and you spread them on crackers, and they're real low fat and everything, and you eat them.
I'm not into that low fat stuff.
Nah. It's sort of like a cream cheese.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. It's laughing cow cheese.
Huh.
There's no laughing cow. There's no laughing cows. I was raised on a dairy. There's no laughing cows.
Oh, you're saying there are no real laughing cows.
No. Cows don't laugh. They stick their tongues in their noses to pick their boogers, but they don't laugh.
Yuck. They don't even snicker a little bit?
No. They don't snicker a little bit.
You don't think, okay, wait. You don't think when the farmer's
have
up.
They fluid farts, but they don't laugh.
Wow. You don't think that when the farmer's up in the house.
Yeah.
That the cows are out in the field, like.
Yucking it up?
Yucking it up.
Uh-uh. Not so much.
They don't think they're like.
Yeah.
Pointing at each other's udders and doing crazy frat stuff?
No.
No?
No. 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 They're just pretty much sitting out there eating. That is the life of a cow. They have no sense of humor. They have two emotions, okay?
Yeah.
One, boredom. And two, scared to death. And you really want boredom, okay?
Uh-huh.
You don't want scared to death.
Yeah.
Because somebody's going to get hurt when a cow gets scared to death.
Yeah. It's a big animal.
That's a lot of hamburger and getting all scared to death-ish. I'm sorry. There is a third one, which you never want to see. That's mad.
Oh.
You don't want to see mad. Because you mess with their babies sometimes.
That's a whole disease after that.
Shoo, mad cow disease. Listen, I had the real mad cow disease when I was a kid.
Yeah.
That's when you go out and get the calf, and the cow chases you out the pasture. That's mad cow disease right there. You don't want that.
Because
let me tell you something about a mad cow. Mad cows are stupid.
Are they really?
They are they will run through a barbed wire fence. They don't care. They don't even care.
Well, isn't that like a...
They'll run through your car.
Bravado or something?
No, it's not bravado. It's just stupidity. They're mad, and they want to stomp you.
Scratching up my hamburger.
Yeah, they're just... When they get mad, they ain't nothing stopping them. Forget about it.
I didn't know cows got mad.
Forget about it.
I thought bulls got mad. I didn't know cows got mad. I thought bulls were chasing.
Well, you know what the thing is about a bull, at least the bulls that I was with?
Mm-hmm.
They are territorial, and yeah, they're dangerous, and you got to watch them. But if they ever do charge you, they close their eyes. And they're not really mad. They just want you to go away.
Close their eyes.
Yeah, they charge. When they charge, they close their eyes.
So you can like.
Yeah, you can just run sideways.
Huh.
And they'll go, where'd he go? Oh, and it'll turn and they'll charge you again. But you can get away.
Can do the whole matador thing?
Yeah, probably. But you can get across the fence.
Uh-huh.
You know, you get across the fence and that kind of thing.
Huh. Did you ever do the matador thing?
No, not so much. Pretty much just try to get across the fence. Okay. Also, you get across the fence, 9 times out of 10, that bull won't go through the fence after you.
Really?
Nah.
So that's just the made for TV after.
Yeah, he's like, you're out of my jurisdiction now, sir. That other bull's gonna mess with you.
Cross the county line.
Yeah, I'm not paid to cover that part of the territory over there. That's somebody else's territory. I only peed up to this fence. Wherever my pee goes, that's where I gotta protect.
You're all peed up.
Yep. Cows in this pasture? Mine, Jack. Back off. So
And all this from living on a dairy. This is your
oh man, you know, and you're too poor to get anything done properly. So you got to be electrician, welder, expert duct tape user. You got to be.
I'm a big
vet.
I'm in big favor of being an expert duct tape user.
Yeah,
no matter who you are.
Yeah, yeah, but Lance Boyle. Yeah, Lance Boyle and, you know, like squeeze out the maggots and
what?
Yeah,
what?
And wash it out and sew it back up with needle and thread. Try that on a Saturday night. That's fun. Let me tell you, laughing cows all over the place.
Wow, that's nasty.
Yeah, it's nasty. Being a dairyman is not all fun and games. It's not all happy Brahms cows on the television. Bluebell, my tuchus. That's not mad. Elsie is a pampered, spoiled brat. That's what Elsie is. Ain't no real Elsies. All real Elsies are covered with cow poop because they poop all over themselves.
You tell me Elsie's the Paris Hilton of the cows?
That's right. Elsie is the Paris Hilton of the cow world. Bovines want nothing to do with it. They think she's silly. Oh, man. They'll poop and then turn around and lay in it.
Ooh.
Yeah. And see, we had clean cows. My dad's a clean freak, so my dad would wash the cows. When they would come into the barn, you know, we'd wash them off.
Yeah, they just laid in their poop.
Yeah, they laid in their poop, wash them off. So
you had like a cow car wash.
We had a cow wash.
A cow wash.
Working at the cow wash, yeah. Working at the cow wash, yeah. Pretty much my life as a teenager, boy. It was fun. It was fun, fun, fun. Yeah, and when they weren't pooping on you or peeing on you, they were kicking you. Oh, I'm telling you. It's nasty.
Thanks, now I got that song in my head.
And then they'd sneeze. Oh. You remember, like, they sneeze and they'll fling snot like 30 feet just through the air like a bolo. Hit you upside the head. Bam! What was that? Oh, gosh. Look at that. I got cow snot. My eyeball.
Oh.
It's just, I'm just telling you.
You make me want a bowl of cereal.
Sometimes the Lord puts you through things to teach you an invaluable lesson.
What was that?
And I learned a lot being a dairyman. I learned that I could cut, you know, and cut on people if an emergency situation took place.
Yeah.
I learned that I was capable of those kinds of things. Yeah. I learned electricity, basic forms of wiring things up, switches and that kind of stuff that I've used and saved me a lot of money. I've learned plumbing. I've learned the principles of water seeking its own level and how to manipulate all that business and stuff. But the most important thing I ever learned as a dairyman, okay?
Yeah.
Growing up on a dairy, by far the most important lesson that my dad ever taught me was that I didn't want to be a dairyman when I grew up. And I've worked my entire life to make sure that don't happen.
Sure, yeah.
So far, I'm a success.
Yeah, you're doing fairly well.
That's right. I hadn't had to dig cow snot out of my eye in a long time.
And who?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Can claim that these days.
No, not a lot. Not a lot of people, buddy. Only us very hardcore triers of the anti-dairy association can claim that. Yep.
So. Well, very good, very good. Well, I'm going to have that song stuck in my mind for the remainder of the night.
Working at the cow wash, yeah.
Moo.
If Brad T was here, he'd say it was an utterly horrific rendition of the song.
Yeah.
Or he would have said, "You know what I heard." But when he said it, it'd be funny.
Yeah,
that's the thing. He uses those things and they're funny. And
I can't seem to pull that off.
I like the fact that I really do think the reason why the Token Toyota shows are so genius is because they actually expose the funniness of Brad T.
Yeah.
I never was able to get it on Brad Fu. It just never worked.
Yeah.
But somehow we've managed to pull him, you know, into his normal state of being.
He's just made for TV.
He's a made for TV guy. Oh my.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
He's the Starsky of Starsky and Hutch.
Have a good weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday.
Okay. Good. Happy Friday.
All right.
Blasphemous.
Blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23. Where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.